Hey there, today you're going to understand the difference between taking music lessons from a teacher versus using an online video course, the pros and cons of both, when to use which, and why you should use one in certain situations and not in others. My name is Dan. I'm both a music teacher and a course creator, so I am unbiased as I do sell both live lessons and courses. To be able to make a really good and informed decision around whether to take lessons with a music teacher or to use an online course, you need to understand two words. These two words are fundamental and technique. Let's start by talking about fundamental. So a fundamental is like eating, breathing, or sleeping for your body, but in music. So like holding your instrument or just creating sound on your instrument or with your voice. Now, technique is how you do those fundamentals. So let's use the example of your body again to help you understand technique. Sleeping, a bad technique, would be trying to sleep on a roller coaster or trying to sleep with your feet taped to the ceiling, hanging down like a bat. Both of those are bad techniques for sleeping because you don't end up sleeping very well. A bad technique for eating would be to not cut up any of your food and try and eat an entire steak all in one bite or an entire piece of tofu all in one bite if you happen to be so inclined. A bad technique for breathing would be to try and breathe water or to breathe while you're underwater. That's not going to work out very well for you. So in every case, you can see that a technique is the way you do a fundamental thing. So a technique for singing would be like how you sing, or for playing guitar would be how you actually pluck the string or press down. For piano would be how you hold your hands when you actually play the piano. So the only difference between learning to play music and the fundamentals of eating, breathing, and sleeping is that when you're learning to play music, your body does not tell you when you are doing a fundamental the wrong way. Let's think about it. If you try and drink water, your throat burns, you cry, you cough, you feel terrible, right? It's very, 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 very uncomfortable to try and breathe water. Your body is telling you, hey, by the way, this fundamental of breathing, you're doing it wrong. Let's not do this again, please and thank you. The reason why your body gives you feedback instantly on when you do a fundamental the wrong way is because it's linked to your survival. If you breathe water, you're not going to survive for a very long time. If you try to only sleep on roller coasters or hanging upside down from the ceiling like a bat, you are not going to survive for a very long time. The difference is when you play music, none of the things you do in music is directly linked to your survival. And for this reason, your body does not let you know in that moment as soon as you do a fundamental with the wrong technique or with bad technique in music. And this is where a music teacher comes into play. A music teacher will tell you in the exact moment that you do a fundamental with the wrong technique. Now, the reason why doing fundamentals with the right technique is so important is because if you do fundamentals with the wrong technique, you can actually limit how much music you can play, the type of music you can play, how fast you can play music. So for example, when I first started to learn to play guitar, the technique or the way in which I was plucking or using my right hand to create sound on the instrument was so bad that it actually limited how fast I could play for years. Years. It limited how fast I could play, and then I had to go relearn the right technique from a music teacher of how to actually play the guitar so I could speed up my playing. Now let's understand fundamentals and technique within the context of a video course. So if you're watching a video course, it's going to show you the fundamentals of how to play an instrument or how to sing. If you have a good teacher teaching the video course, it's also going to show you an example of correct technique, but here's the problem. You're only seeing skin deep of the technique and the way you actually do technique within your muscles, within how you're holding your body. If you're singing, the inner workings of your throat, your tongue, your soft palate, all this you're not actually going to see. And the only way you're actually going to know you're doing it right is if someone who knows what they're doing can actually see your hand in the moment while you're doing it. Because you can see the teacher's hand holding a guitar like this. But what you don't know is that they're only squeezing on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the hardest they could squeeze, at like a 0.5. They're hardly squeezing at all. But you're there like 10 out of 10, raw squeezing. So right there, you're going to limit your ability to play fast or sing fast because you're introducing tension into your technique and you're not able to actually see the tension. You're not able to see inside the teacher's mind or see inside the teacher's hands or throat or mouth to be able to accurately replicate that technique. On top of that, because you're new to music or relatively new to music, you don't actually know what the correct technique should feel like or look like. So you're just getting an example of what it should be and then trying to figure it out from the example you're seeing. Technique is muscle memory. The more you do it, the more you remember it. So if you practice doing technique the wrong way for a week, it's going to take you a week just to get to do it the right way and then start making progress all over again. So what happens is, if you're using a video course to learn an instrument or learn how to sing, most likely you are actually using incorrect or bad technique that ultimately is going to slow you down in the long run, not save you time, and not save you money, which is why you might have taken the course in the first place. Now, if you've already started to play an instrument or sing, you might actually be hitting a wall with your technique right now, that you're hitting a ceiling, you're not going to go any faster, you're not going to get any better in this particular area, and you don't even know that you're hitting that wall. And it's because you're not going to get the feedback from your body that you're doing it the wrong way. The only person you are going to get a feedback from of whether you're doing the technique the right way or the wrong way is a music teacher. And there's only three ways you're going to get that feedback from a music teacher. Number one, in a live music lesson when you're in the same room. Number two, in a virtual live music lesson where you're doing a video chat over Zoom, Google Meets, or a platform like Best Music Coach. Number three is if you are doing a recording of your technique, and then the teacher is evaluating that recording and giving you feedback. Now, the problem with this third one, as you might already suspect, is that you're going to have invested a serious amount of time into the technique to get to the point where you're going to make that recording, and then you're going to be practicing that wrong technique, and then the teacher's going to watch it and say, oh no, you're doing this thing the wrong way, go fix this. And then you have to type back, wait, what was the problem? I didn't really understand. The teacher types back, well, no, you have to fix this thing. And then you're like, wait, but which thing do you really mean? And then you're going back and forth. That asynchronous means it's not happening at the same time. You're going back and forth. That asynchronous way of communicating around learning to actually play an instrument or sing is not very effective, especially if you're a beginner and just starting out. Now, there is a time and a place to use courses. Number one, you can always use a course to learn music theory. And the reason why you can use a course to learn music theory is because there are no technical skills required for music theory. All you have to do is learn the information and then be able to either type notes into a computer or write notes down by hand. You don't actually need to play an instrument. There's no muscle memory that's involved. There's no special techniques around the fundamentals of music theory. So you can always save tons of money and time and learn music theory in a course. Now, that being said, one quick caveat there is if you're using a music theory course, it's like a college course and it's not really giving you a direction or there's no point to the course, it might be really boring. But if you take a course where the whole goal is to get you to be able to write your own music or create your own songs, that's a great music theory course to take. There are exceptions to the rule of don't use courses for learning an instrument or learning voice. And that is once you actually master the fundamentals and the techniques required for the course. So in the same way that we could take a music theory course and it doesn't matter because there's no fundamentals or technique that's needed, let's say you had the fundamental of playing scales and you already had mastered with perfect technique, working with a teacher, how to play scales or sing scales. Then what you could do is you could take a course where someone's like, I'm going to show you how to create songs using scales, or I'm going to show you how to create melodies using scales, or I'm going to show you how to improvise and create solos using scales. At that point, you can, C-A-N, can use that course very effectively, save lots of time, lots of money, because you're not trying to learn the technique of the fundamental of playing scales from the course. All you're learning is how to reconfigure the thing you already know how to do. And that you can do with a video course. no problem. You can actually save a lot of money instead of paying one lesson at a time. Number two, you can have access to teachers, coaches, celebrities who maybe don't teach lessons, but you love to learn from them. And they're really not talking about the technique. They're talking about ideas and creativity and things like that. Those are great. Number three, you can learn on your own schedule. You don't need to spend time traveling to a teacher or being on a teacher's calendar. You do it whenever you want. And number four is you really get to take control of what you want to learn next. You can actually set up a curriculum for yourself. Now, all this being said, there is a case to be made for a hybrid model where you actually take weekly lessons with a teacher and you also use a course. Because even when you're taking lessons with a teacher, there's still 6 days out of the week if you're taking lessons once a week, or 2 or 3 days if you're taking lessons twice a week, where you're not going to see them, and you do have the possibility of your technique starting to slip and you start doing fundamentals in the wrong way. So in this case, I actually fully support a hybrid model where you can go back and rewatch during the week while you're practicing singing or playing your instrument in between those live lessons with a teacher where they can give you specific feedback. Here's my last thought for you. I've been teaching for over 10 years and I've taught hundreds of students piano, singing, guitar, and music theory. And I will tell you, you would be shocked by the number of ways that exist to do fundamentals, to do the technique of fundamentals in a way that would limit you both now in the present and in the future as you continue to play music. And I think you would be equally shocked by how few a number there are of actual good techniques, the actual right ways of doing things that will not limit you in this moment and in the future, which will allow you to grow and play whatever music you want to play on your instrument or sing whatever music you want to sing with your voice. My name is Dan Spencer. My company is Best Music Coach. If you'd like to check out my books and courses and lessons, they're in the video description below. Thank you for listening to Music Mastery. To get even more free, useful music learning content that you can use right now, click the link in the episode description. I'll see you there.